Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're watching on Monumental Sports Network. You're listening on The Fan. You're streaming with us on the YouTube page. Wherever you're at, we're at. Listen, if you missed any of the last half hour of the program,
we apologize.
Seriously, me and B went to Spain and by and large just had a nice time. The game was kind of a bummer, but everything Spain related was cool. Toby Altizer went to Spain. Everything Spain related was cool. Somehow Jeff and Rooster went to Spain and barfed all over the place. Anywho, if you missed any of that, you might want to go back and listen because it was a wild ride. Joining us now is
Nasty
our
ride, what it was.
Barstool Nate. Nate Dogg, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, welcome back, guys. How are you?
Fantabulous. Good, man. It was you ever been to Spain? I'm guessing you have.
No, I've never been to Spain. I've been to Portugal, but I've never been to Spain.
Would you be talking like JP and I if you went to Spain or like Rooster and Jeff?
I mean, I have a good time when I go places. I know you ate well. I know you drank well. I know that you both enjoy American football. So, I don't know. You make the most out of what you got. You had to watch a bad football game, but
we didn't barf on people's food,
great.
Though.
So, Jeff and Chris Russell barfed on people in Spain. Brian and I did not.
You shouldn't be allowed back in America. Disgusting. How dare that?
Obviously, disappointing result. Being here at the little past the halfway mark, but the bye week, how do you try to – I think there's a lot of layers to all the things that went wrong for Washington. I think injuries are a big part of it, but that's not the only thing. How do you kind of make sense of how did we get here?
Yeah, I think we've kind of week by week have put together this very jumbled puzzle where it's not one thing. It's kind of just a domino effect where one thing leads to the next. And it starts, you know, you can go back 5 years, you can go back to last season. There's a lot and lot. It's like an onion. You can just keep peeling it back with how the roster was built previous to this regime, with how Jaden, you know, it's such a difference maker. With him being hurt, kind of the team around him gets a lot worse, which leads to injuries because the roster was not built great under the Rivera regime. We don't have a lot of depth to plug those injuries. And just one thing leads to another, and you become 3-8 at the bye. It's a bummer of a season. It's kind of like what I like to call a wasted season. You know, we have Jaden under the rookie deal, and we know – we saw it last year. With Jaden, we can go very far. A couple bounces go our way, we can go extremely far with a depleted roster. Without Jaden, we are a bottom five roster, and we're seeing it right now. We have a lot of practice squad guys doing their best, but in the NFL, you're not going to win a whole lot of games with practice squad guys. It's unfortunate to be 3-8. A lot of people are saying, well, this will be good for the draft pick. We kind of need, you know, one of these elite guys to bring in, to plug into the roster and kind of jumpstart this team again. And I kind of agree with that. Jaden can't do it all on his own. It would be great to have a top prospect come in and be a difference maker. So there are, you know, if you want to look at a silver lining like that, I'm with you, but you want to see your football team win, and we're not winning, and it's a bummer, but I'm kind of mentally getting okay with it and looking ahead to what this team can be in the next few years.
What do you think they need to do moving forward? I know everybody say what prospect, this, that, and the other. How do you think they should go by it? Go by going and get better defensive players or better offensive players?
Yeah, all of the above, right? We know that
can't
we need
get everybody, though.
Of course. We need a difference maker at wide receiver, probably. We need an edge rusher. We could use a safety that knows how to cover and or tackle. We could use a linebacker who's a difference maker. There's a lot of holes on this roster that need to be plugged. And I think let's say we get a top 10 pick. I think a lot of discussion leading up to the draft is going to be, do you go for the one game changer or do you trade down and accumulate draft capital and try to, get a bunch of, not necessarily not game changers, but do you go for the home run hit or do you go try to get four singles? And I think that's going to be a lot of discussion leading up to the draft. I don't, as of right now, know the answer or even have an opinion quite yet on what the correct move is. We just know that we did trade draft capital for veterans, like a guy like Marshawn Lattimore, who has not panned out. And it would be great to get a couple picks back and, just start getting a younger, faster roster to develop some players. But at the same time, if you think that you can hit a grand slam with whatever pick we have, I think you got to go for the grand slam also. So it'll be interesting to see what the front office does and also what the fans think. I think it's going to be interesting discussions on both sides. And ultimately, we just have to trust AP to do what he thinks is best in the draft.
Yeah, dude, I think you got the right attitude. Eventually, that's what we're focused on. But I just am not mentally prepared to do it right now. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have months of draft conversation.
Oh, it's going to be painstaking at times, because I think both sides have fair arguments. Do you want more picks and more young talent and, get the depth chart younger? Or if there's a guy sitting there that you think could absolutely change your franchise, similar to Jaden, do you go for the grand slam? I don't know the answer.
I want the studs, I think. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can read all of Nate's work at Barstool Sports. Check him out at Barstool Nate. I think at this point in the season, there's really only one major question left. And Dan Quinn was kind of asked about it yesterday, punted. I think we'll get an update next Monday. But do you want to see Jaden back on the field this year?
That's the other conflict, right? It's tank for a draft pick versus want to win games and see Jaden out there balling. I can, again, hear both sides of it. I don't think this team currently is good enough to, really do anything. So when you look at it, do you say, hey, winning two additional games feels so much better than losing those games that I'm okay with having, the 12th pick in the draft as opposed to the fifth pick? Or do you say, keep Jaden on the bench, let him get 1,000% healthy. This season is a waste anyway. Let's not risk anything. Now think about it. Dan Quinn kept Jaden in a blowout game in the fourth quarter, and he gets murdered out on the field, and we all yell at Dan Quinn and say, what was Jaden doing out there? If we're 3-8 at the bye, Jaden comes back in and God forbid gets hurt again, those yells are going to be 10,000 decibels louder. What was Jaden doing in an injury plague season when the team's already out of it? But then he's a competitor. This is a professional athlete we're talking about.
Right.
And he wants to be on the field if he's healthy enough to be on the field. And you can't worry about what ifs such as injuries. So I'm glad I'm not in that position to decide what they do. I think it's kind of silly to play Jaden when the season is out of reach and he's been so banged up and he has no wide receivers out there to throw to. But I'm never going to look a professional athlete in the eyes and say, if you're healthy, you're not playing, because that's ridiculous. Like, he's born to play football. He wants to play football. He wants to be out there competing. So I'm very happy I don't have to make that decision.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair stance.
I agree with you on that one, Nate.
I also think
you're getting wiser, B. Mitch. You're wise enough.
I'm sad because you finally saying what I've been saying the whole damn time, and you were on my side this time. The people that go, he shouldn't play, then he'll get to a point, then they're going to turn on him because he didn't play, and they're going to say, well, if he had played, he would have grown. People say stuff, but they never, ever stick to what they say. They just constantly keep making excuses as to why somebody should try something to justify them. And then eventually they'll be pissed off at the player.
For me, the biggest issue, hold on, Nate.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
So you got a bye this week. I mean, Jaden just got hurt 3 weeks ago. From what we've heard, we had Leslie Shepard on the show who talked to us about the injury. The word is 4 to 6 weeks to recover. And that's because there was no breakage, there was no tears. Like, by and large, it went well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You got a bye this week, then Denver. I think a lot of what matters is when is Jaden healthy again? When is he cleared? Because if we get, if this goes 6 weeks and he's not coming back till like that Eagles game, if they're 3-11 at that point, mm-hmm. I think that's a different conversation. Like, I think the when is going to matter a tremendous amount, not just the yeah, what
but
should
like,
they
just
do.
Just because I'm going to say 4 to 6 weeks to get healthy and get back from it doesn't mean his has to be six. He could be healthy in 3.5 weeks.
Right.
You know, the whole thing about it is what happens with that person. And still, as we I know we look at everything, but we want to preserve everything. But still, you want him to get better experience. You want him to move on into better situations and how to handle stuff the next time he's in certain situations. You don't learn that on the sideline. I've said that for years. You don't learn how to play football on the sideline. You know how to play football playing football.
I think the question there then becomes how much development can you really have throwing the ball to Chris Moore, Robbie Chosen, and Jacoby Jones? Is hitting the books and hitting the film kind of equal to as being on the field throwing to Jacoby Jones?
I think more importantly, who he's throwing to is the fact that he's protected. And if he's protected,
yeah, and that as well.
If you're protected, you learn how to go through stuff. And if you're a damn good quarterback like he is, you can deliver the ball to anybody. But the main thing comes down to can you protect him?
Last year, if you think about last year, you had 17, which makes a huge, huge difference.
Huge.
And maybe you get 17 back. I saw Terry run around for the first time in a long time in Spain. I saw him in the locker room after the game. So, like, if you get Terry back, makes a huge difference. But, like, last year he was able to – I mean, that offense was highly competent with De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus. Like, I think those guys
were not born on it.
Right. I think you decide if you want Jaden to play or not, and that isn't necessarily based on the pass catchers you have, but, like, where everything is in its totality, including – like, if I had to guess, B, and I'm curious if you land here too – My gut tells me Jaden absolutely wants to play.
Hell yeah.
That's just how he is.
Yeah. But you want that.
Right.
I mean, that's it. But and the thing of it, it gets to the point where if it's a way where he can improve, yes. But if you can't protect him, then no.
Right. I agree with that. Talking with our friend.
And that comes down to play calling, how you do it, who's in front of him, whatever.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Nate, I wanted to make some time because I'm just left hand up on this. I did not pay much attention to the Caps while we were in Spain. I can't imagine trying
you
to get.
You didn't have opportunity to pay attention to them.
I mean, the games were at 2 a.m. I'm looking at standings, and standings don't always tell the whole story. I believe they play tonight, but the Caps are in the bottom of the Metro. Now, it's jumbled up. It's early in the season. I get all that. They've played about 20 games. Where are we at with this cap season?
I thought you were going to make some time to talk Mike Locksley, but I can talk Caps instead.
We can do that, too.
This Caps team is funny. We can talk about puck luck. We can talk about this and that. I think this Caps team is very good. It's some of the most bizarre losses that I've seen. So we outplay these teams, and I think the system is quite good, and things are clicking, but our special teams, penalty kill and power play, are just, I almost said a bad word, god-awful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They can't seem to, just make that work. And if they can get their power play and penalty kill to work, I still think this team is extremely good, extremely talented. Beat the Kings last night. Kings are a very good team. Have the Oilers tomorrow. So see a little Ovi and McDavid. So, we're 9-8, 7 points out of first. Last place in the Metro, but 7 points out of first. That's not that hard to, make up. I still think this Caps team is as good, if not better, than last season. It's been really annoying to watch them lose, to say the least. But I have nothing to worry about with this Caps team. If I know the Caps like I think I know the Caps, we have nothing to worry about.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And then certainly Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith comes out, makes a statement, we're sticking with locks. We're going to try to invest more. I know you disagree with that decision. I'll let you get your piece.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a terrible decision. I think when you have a coach that is 30 games under 500 in the Big Ten and 39-73 overall as a head coach, and he's in year seven, I think it's about time to say this experiment is not working. It's time to move on. I think Jim Smith took the clown way out. I think his letter to the fans calling Mike Loxley's regime as head coach, like the best head coach in Maryland football history, was an absolute joke. I think it's just Maryland's most unserious football program in the country. I think alumni like myself deserve better. I think fans across Maryland deserve better. And now we just have another year of Loxley. It sucks. It's unfortunate. Maybe we'll try again in 2030 to be a serious football program.
They go 8-4, 9-3 this year. I don't want to hear you saying nothing about how good you were.
Not even possible. Already 4-6, lost six.
They gotta spend some money, man. I'm saying next year. They gotta spend money. If Maryland wants to compete at a high level, they gotta do the same thing everybody else is doing.
I also wonder, I think if you want to be critical of Loxley's record, the numbers are the numbers. It's warranted, right? I also wonder if Maryland was to make a move this year with all of the, where are they in the pecking order? Say there's 10, 15, 20 open jobs. Where do they rank in that?
Yeah, so here's my
I just think that's worth consideration.
Is we were never going to get one of the top-tier coaches anyway that are on the move, the Lane Kiffins, the whatever, James Franklins. I believe that a hungry young coordinator from anywhere, from any school, could come in with a bunch of 3-star recruits and do better than Loxley can do with 5-stars. I don't think Loxley or Pep understand what it means to win in today's college football game. I think they've made that clear. And I think that we just need a young, hungry coach to come in and just revamp this entire program.
I don't necessarily agree with you, but I think the numbers, I think that loss to Rutgers made your stance more warranted. Is that fair?
Thank you. That's very fair. I'm glad to hear you say that.
The loss to Rutgers was bad. I think they've got this stud from Baltimore coming in. I think, you give Malik another year. I do not agree with you in the manner that, with locks, they can never win. I'd love to see real commitments to the program and then find out. But I get a lot of people are really frustrated. I understand where you're coming from with that, certainly.
Sure. And if they are going to invest money in the program, I'd prefer to be with a new, coaching regime that just understands the current state of college football a little better, understands coaching a little better, understands how to win in the Big Ten a little better. I don't think you don't pump money into a school bus from 1930 that's just going to run off the mountain anyway. You pump money into a new car and you say, hey, go out there and do what you can and build this, build it from the bottom up. If everybody leaves, fine. Just rebuild the program.
If you pump the money into the proper situation, you can win, no matter where it's at. Just like the dude that left James Madison, went to Indiana. They pumped a lot of money into that, and they are kicking people's ass. The same thing could happen in Maryland.
The money kind
of— they got to support it.
That dude, to his credit, also won, and then they pumped the money up that much more, right? So it's—
yes.
There is a weird catch-22.
But you had to pump. You got to pump the money in at one point or the other. You're not going to win. I've been in this town a long time.
Pump all the money
in basketball. Maryland has pumped everything into basketball. They ain't pumped stuff into football.
Pump more
in basketball. That's why they're not winning in football. They moved to a division where football is a powerhouse and tried to still do that ACC crap, and they found out it ain't the same thing.
I agree. Nate Dogg, appreciate the time, brother.
All right. Hey, have a good bye week, and let's all refresh and, just come back stronger than ever. You all right?
Are you going to leave your apartment this bye week?
Probably not.
No.
Hold it down,
no,
buddy.
I will not.
All right. See you, man.
Talk to you guys.
All right. That's our friend Barstool Nate joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. A bunch of people are on hold. We're going to take these phone calls. We tried to a couple times. Then we had the Barfarama debate between Jeff and Rooster. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Look, we were all hoping for more ups than downs from the Burgundy and Gold this year. It didn't go that way. But if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whether it's a busted spring, loud noise, or it just won't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. You know, we recently upgraded at my house with a new garage door from Door Pro America, and it's one of the smartest home improvements we've ever made. Looks sharp, runs smooth, and really bumped up the curb appeal for my home. Based locally, Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years, and they can do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs, garage door openers, too. Do what I did. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, right now, you can get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit doorproamerica.com and be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.